I am standing under the light that makes everything look harsher than it is. Someone reaches up and tilts my chin before I can move away. They say it's just the angle. They say it softly. I nod because everyone is watching. I feel my face heating, but I keep my voice even. I didn't realize then how practiced my stillness had become. A woman I barely know smiles and says I look better today. She asks what I've been using. I tell her nothing, which is true in a way that doesn't matter. Behind me, my aunt clears her throat. My mother doesn't look at me. I remember how silence can mean agreement without words. Someone mentions a family in another city. Someone mentions timing. My name is said like a condition followed by suggestions. I don't say it out loud, but I understand the math they're doing. I understand what they are trying to fix. The light in the living room is too white. It makes the walls look bare and my face look uneven. I notice it because everyone else does. I sit where they tell me to sit, near the window, not too close. My aunt adjusts the curtain without asking. She says the sun is strong today. She doesn't look at me when she says it. I cross my ankles because my mother once told me it looks calmer. I keep my hands folded. I keep my back straight. People come in and out of the room. Each time the door opens, I feel measured again. Not weighed, measured. Someone brings tea. I thank them, even though I didn't ask for it. The cup is placed slightly out of my reach. I don't move it closer. I wait for permission that doesn't come. A woman sits across from me. She is smiling too hard. Her eyes move quickly, like she is counting things. She asks what I do for work. I answer. She nods, but her eyes don't stay on me long enough to listen. She looks at my forehead, then my cheeks, then my hands. She says my hair looks healthy. She asks if I oil it myself or if my mother helps. My mother answers before I do. I feel smaller when that happens. Not younger, smaller. I remember when my mother used to speak for me all the time. At school meetings, at doctor appointments. She said she was protecting me. I didn't argue because it felt like love. Now it feels like something else. I don't name it. Naming it would make it real. Someone laughs from the kitchen. The sound travels easily into the room. It doesn't include me. I hear my name followed by a pause, then a sentence that doesn't quite land, then another pause. They are careful. Careful sounds like kindness if you don't listen closely. My aunt mentions the heat again. She says it's been making everyone darker this year. She says it casually, like weather. I look down at my arms. I know exactly what shade they are today. I track it without thinking. I didn't realize then how often I do that, how automatic it is. The woman across from me asks if I've ever considered staying indoors more. She laughs after she says it. I laugh too, because that's what is expected. My mother doesn't laugh. She nods slowly. She says, I used to be lighter when I was younger. She says it like a memory she misses. I don't remember myself that way. I remember being told not to play outside for too long. I remember long sleeves, even in summer. I remember being praised when I stayed pale. No one called it praise. They called it concern. I feel my jaw tighten. I relax it quickly. Tension shows. The woman leans forward. She asks about my age. I answer again. She says time goes quickly for girls like me. She doesn't explain what that means. She doesn't need to. I feel my chest tighten this time. I let it happen. I have learned not to interrupt my body when it reacts. My cousin walks through the room, carrying plates. She is lighter than me. She always has been. Everyone tells her she looks glowing. No one tells her to sit straighter. She smiles at me briefly. There is apology in it. There is relief, too. I don't blame her. That would take too much energy. My aunt asks me if I've tried anything recently. Her voice is gentle now. She sounds like she's offering help. I ask what she means. She says creams. She says treatments. She lowers her voice. She says it's all very common now. I feel my face heat again. This time it's not from the light. I say I'm fine. I say it softly. It sounds like a lie, even to me. My mother clears her throat. She says we've talked about this already. She says we don't have to decide today. The word decide lands heavy. Decide what? The woman across from me tilts her head. She says she knows a place. She says her niece went there before her wedding. She says the results were noticeable. She looks at me when she says noticeable. I don't say it out loud, but something inside me shrinks. It feels familiar, like something folding in on itself. I grip the edge of the chair. I didn't realize then how often I brace without moving. The conversation shifts. They talk about travel. They talk about family connections. I am still there, but not involved, like furniture that matches the room. I hear my name again. This time it's paired with possibility, then with condition. I listen carefully. I always do. Someone says I have good features. Someone else says features only go so far. No one says whose standards we are using. I think of the mirror in my room, how I avoid it in certain light, how I lean closer in others. I think of how many times I've stood in front of it trying to see what they see, trying to see what they don't. My phone vibrates in my pocket. I don't check it. Looking distracted would look ungrateful. The woman stands up. She smooths her clothes. She says it was lovely meeting me. She squeezes my shoulder lightly. Her hand lingers just a moment too long. She says, my mother will know what to do. Then she leaves. The room exhales. I don't. My aunt starts talking immediately. She says this was a good sign. She says these things take patience. My mother sits beside me. She places her hand over mine. It feels heavy. She tells me not to worry. She says we have options. She says she only wants what's best for me. I look at our hands together, mine darker beneath hers. The contrast is impossible to ignore. I want to pull away. I don't. She lowers her voice. She says we should at least go for a consultation. Just to hear what they say, I ask who they are. She names a place. She names a date. The words settle between us. They don't feel temporary. I feel something crack, quietly. Not enough for anyone else to hear. Enough that I do. I nod, because not nodding would start something I'm not ready for. I nod because stillness has always kept the peace. My mother smiles with relief. She squeezes my hand once more. I don't say it out loud, but I understand this isn't just about today. This is about what I am allowed to be as I am. Later, when I am alone in my room, I stand in front of the mirror again. I don't touch my face. I don't turn away. I imagine myself lighter. Then I imagine myself unchanged. Both versions feel distant. Neither feels chosen. My phone buzzes again. A message from my mother. She asks if next Tuesday works for me. The clinic smells like something clean that isn't meant to be comforting. Sharp, almost sweet, I sit on a white chair that feels colder than it should. My knees don't touch the edge. I keep my bag on my lap like a shield. My mother fills out a form at the counter. She spells my name slowly. She spells it the way she does when she wants to sound certain. I watch the pen move across the paper. Each letter feels like a decision I didn't make. The woman behind the counter smiles at me. Her smile is practiced. It doesn't reach her eyes. She asks me to confirm my age. She asks if I've been here before. I say no. My voice sounds smaller in this room. She hands my mother a clipboard. There are boxes to check. I don't look closely, but I know what they're about. Skin sensitivity, desired outcome, timeline. Timeline is circled. My mother sits beside me. She whispers that this doesn't mean anything yet. She says it's just information. I nod. Nodding has become reflex. A door opens. A woman in a white coat calls my name. She says it gently, like she's trying not to scare me. Stand. My legs feel slow. The room she takes us into is brighter than the waiting area. The lights are unforgiving. I don't know where to look. She gestures to another chair. She sits across from me with a tablet in her hands. She asks what brings us in today. My mother answers. She says she's just exploring options. She says she wants the best for me. The woman in the coat nods. She says she understands. She turns to me. She asks how I feel about my skin. The question lands heavy. It feels like a trap. I say I'm fine. The word feels thin. She smiles again. She says many girls feel that way at first. At first of what? She explains procedures without explaining consequences. She uses words like brightening and evening. She avoids the word lightening. She shows pictures on the tablet, before and after, angles chosen carefully. I recognize myself in the before pictures. I don't recognize anyone in the after. My mother leans closer. Her eyes are wide with interest. She asks how long the results last. The woman says that depends. She says maintenance is important. Maintenance sounds like work. Endless work. I feel my chest tighten again. I keep my face still. The woman asks if I have any questions. I don't know which ones I'm allowed to ask. I ask if it hurts. It feels like a safe question. She says discomfort varies. She says beauty always requires some patience. My mother laughs softly. She says that's true. The woman asks if I've tried any products at home. My mother answers again. She says we've been careful. She says we don't want to do anything unsafe. I stare at the floor, spotless. I wonder how often it's cleaned. The woman explains the recommended plan. Step one. Step two. Her voice is calm. Her words are heavy. She says it would be good to start soon. She says timing matters. I hear that word again, timing. She looks at me when she says it, like she's checking if I understand. I do. I just don't want to. My mother asks about cost. The woman names a number. My mother hesitates, then she nods. She says it's an investment. She says some things are worth it. I feel something drop in my stomach. It doesn't hurt, sinks. The woman asks if I'm ready to proceed. She says we can schedule the first session today. Today, I didn't realize then how quickly decisions could become permanent, how little space there was between asking and doing. My mother looks at me. Her eyes are hopeful. They are also tired. She says it's up to me. She says it softly. It doesn't feel like a choice. It feels like a test. I imagine saying no. I imagine the silence that would follow. I imagine the looks, the concern, the disappointment disguised as patience. I imagine future gatherings, more light, more measuring. I imagine this moment stretching forward, repeating. I say okay. The word comes out before I can stop it. My mother exhales. Relief moves through her like warmth. The woman smiles wider. She taps on the tablet. She says we'll start with something gentle. She says we'll see how my skin reacts. She asks me to follow her to another room. My mother stands. The room smells different, stronger. There's a bed covered in white paper. I sit where I'm told. The woman puts on gloves. She asks me to remove my scarf. I hesitate, then I do it. The air feels colder on my neck. Exposed, she cleans my face with something that stings slightly. She apologizes. She says it's normal. I stare at the ceiling. There's a small crack near the corner. I focus on it. I count breaths. She applies something cool, then something warm. She explains each step like it's routine, like she's done this 100 times today. My mother watches from a chair near the door. She looks proud. She looks calm. I feel pressure, then a sharp sensation. I flinch. The woman pauses. She asks if I'm okay. I say yes. The word is automatic, like nodding. She continues. The sensation spreads. I don't cry. Crying would be inconvenient. I think about how my skin feels from the inside. Alive, resistant. I wonder what it remembers. Sun, heat, hands. The woman finishes. She wipes my face gently. She hands me a mirror. She says not to worry about redness. I look. My face looks unfamiliar, not lighter, just altered. My mother stands quickly. She asks how it went. The woman says it went well. She says I did great. I smile because that seems expected. The mirror feels heavy in my hand. She gives us instructions, things to avoid, things to apply. My mother listens carefully. She asks follow-up questions. I stop listening. The room feels far away. We schedule the next appointment? 2 weeks from now. 2 weeks feels too soon. Also too late. On the drive home, my mother talks about the future. She says this is a good step. She says things will be easier now. I look out the window. The sun is bright. I think about staying indoors. About sleeves. About shade. I think about how easily my yes came out. How final it sounded. At home, I go to my room. I close the door. I sit on the bed without turning on the light. My face tingles. I touch it lightly. It feels sore. I don't say it out loud, but I understand something has shifted. Not just on my skin. This isn't preparation anymore. It's participation. My phone buzzes. A reminder from the clinic. Next appointment confirmed. My skin heals quietly. People notice loudly. The redness fades faster than I expect. What stays is something harder to name. My mother watches my face every morning. She doesn't say much. She doesn't need to. She asks if anything hurts. She asks if I'm applying the cream twice a day. I say yes. I say it before she finishes asking. At breakfast, she studies me across the table. Her eyes move the way they did in the living room that day. Careful, measuring. She says I look fresh. She says it like it's a relief. I feel the word settle on me. Fresh, like something newly prepared. I go to work later than usual because I take longer getting ready. Not because I want to look better, because I don't recognize myself yet. The mirror shows me a face that looks close to mine, but not exact. The tone is uneven in new places. The texture feels different under my fingers. I didn't realize then how much I relied on familiarity. Even when I didn't like what I saw, at work no one says anything at first. That almost feels worse. Then someone asks if I change my makeup. Someone else says I look rested. I nod. Smiling feels easier than explaining. Explaining would require honesty. By the third comment, I understand what's happening. They are complimenting effort. Not me. I go to the bathroom during my break. The light there is harsh too. I lean close to the mirror. I tilt my face the way they do. I see the difference now. I also see what hasn't changed. My eyes look the same. So does the line between my brows. I press my lips together. They still feel like mine. At home, my aunt calls. She asks how I'm feeling. She doesn't ask how I am. She asks how I'm feeling. She says my mother mentioned the appointment. She says it's good we're being proactive. I let my mother talk. I stay quiet. Later, my cousin messages me. She sends a heart emoji. She says everyone noticed. She says I look nice. I stare at the message longer than I should. Nice feels vague, safe. The second appointment comes quickly. Too quickly. This time, I don't pretend it's just information. I know exactly what it is. The clinic smells the same. The chair is still cold. The woman in the white coat greets me like an old client. She remembers my name. She remembers my skin. She asks how the first session went. I say fine. She looks at my face closely. She says we can adjust the plan slightly. Adjust sounds small. It isn't. She talks about consistency. She talks about results. My mother nods along. She asks practical questions. I sit still. I keep my hands folded. When the woman leaves the room to get supplies, my mother turns to me. She asks if I'm okay continuing. Her voice is careful, almost gentle. I want to say I don't know. I want to say I need time. Instead, I say yes. Again, I don't say it out loud, but I know why. Stopping now would mean admitting something. Admitting something would change the story. The procedure feels familiar this time. That scares me more than the sting. I know when to brace. I know when to breathe. I watch the ceiling crack again. It hasn't moved. When it's over, I don't look in the mirror right away. I wait. The woman tells me I'm doing well. She says progress takes commitment. Commitment feels like a word that can swallow you whole. Weeks pass, then more. My skin changes in ways I can't track day to day, only when I look back. Photographs start to bother me. Old ones, new ones. I scroll through my phone and pause on images of myself from last year. I study them like evidence. I look darker there. Also more familiar. I don't delete the photos. I can't. At another family gathering, the comments come faster, louder. Someone says I've transformed. Someone else asks where I go. My mother answers with pride. She names the clinic. I feel exposed, like my face is no longer private. A woman asks if I'd recommend it. She looks hopeful. I don't know what to say. I say it depends. She laughs. She thinks I'm being modest. I catch my reflection in a glass cabinet. The lighting is warm. I look good there. I feel nothing. Later that night, my mother sits beside me on the couch. She says she's glad I agreed. She says things are lining up nicely now. She doesn't specify what. She asks if I've thought about the family in the other city. The one mentioned before, I feel my chest tighten, not from fear, from understanding. She says they've asked again. She says they want updated pictures. Dated? I ask her if she would have asked before. She hesitates. She says she only wants the best for me. Again, I nod. Again, in my room, I stand in front of the mirror without turning on the overhead light. I use the lamp instead. The softer glow smooths everything. It makes me look closer to what they want. I move the lamp away. I let the shadows come back. My skin holds the light differently now. I can't tell if that's good or bad. I touch my cheek. It feels like skin. That should be enough. It isn't. I didn't realize then how success could feel like erasure. How praise could sound like confirmation that something was wrong before. The next appointment is already scheduled. So is the one after that. The plan stretches forward. Indefinite. I consider canceling. I don't. I consider what stopping would mean. I don't finish the thought. On a quiet afternoon, I catch my mother looking at an old photo album. She flips through slowly. I sit beside her. She shows me a picture of herself when she was younger. She says she was darker then. She says it like a confession. She says life taught her certain things. She doesn't say which. I look at the photo. I look at her face now. I don't argue. Arguing would require a belief I'm not sure I have. That night, I wash my face carefully. I apply the cream. I watch it disappear into my skin, like it belongs there. I don't say it out loud, but I wonder who I would have been if no one had measured me. If no one had suggested improvement, I lie in bed with the light off. My phone buzzes, a message from the clinic, another reminder. I don't open it right away. I let it sit. In the dark, I imagine my face without anyone else's voice attached to it. Just skin, just mine. I don't know if that version still exists.